A few of your pay and retirement benefits are in somebody's gun sights. House Republicans released a budget resolution last week. It includes three proposals that could change retirement options for some federal employees. These members say cuts to the size of the federal workforce and other changes to federal employees' pay and benefits could save nearly $277 billion over 10 years. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me with more. Nicole, tell us what's going on, what benefits the Republicans are looking for here.
So, Tom, we should say that all of these changes have been proposed before. This is nothing we haven't heard about. But House Republicans essentially want federal employees to contribute more toward their defined benefit retirement plans. But, of course, they say that the ideal scenario here is having feds use a defined contribution plan. Now, this is more in tune with what we hear about in the private sector. Of course, federal employees now have defined benefit retirement plans. But there's no mention of exactly how much more they want feds to contribute or what those savings would look like. But the resolution mentions a policy plan from the President's National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility. This report came out back in 2010, and that commission suggested similar reforms to what the House Republicans are suggesting here now. And they essentially suggested that feds should use the average of their highest 5 years of salary to calculate pensions for new retirees. In the past, that average has been 3 years. They also suggested getting rid of the Social Security retirement supplement for federal employees who retire before they're eligible to receive Social Security benefits. That's typically at age 62 when you're eligible to receive Social Security. So, for example, if you retire early, let's say at age 56, you could get 6 years of Social Security equivalent benefits until you reach that eligibility age of 62. Again, there's no mention of exactly how much this would save in the long term.
So a couple of questions. Going to the top 5 years as an average for retirement, that would tend to lower the amount of retirement benefit or annuity that a Fed would get, correct?
Correct. Now, again, the House resolution that just came out last week doesn't actually have any numbers in it at all as far as how much that proposal would save in the long run. But yes, that is the idea there.
And the idea of making a defined contribution, there would still be a defined benefit, but it would just increase the amount of contribution toward that.
Sure. And the argument coming from House Republicans is that this would give federal employees more control over how much they're putting into their retirement, how much they want to save, and what exactly their retirement will look like. That's the typical argument that you hear in regards to using a defined contribution plan.
All right. And so what else are this group of House members looking at?
They want to make changes to how the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board calculates interest rates for the Thrift Savings Plan's G Fund. This is typically the safest and most popular fund for TSP participants. And Tom, if this sounds familiar, that's because it is. The House proposed this idea last year as a way to pay for transportation infrastructure upgrades. If you might remember the debate in Congress going on over the Highway Trust, that G Fund was potentially kind of up for grabs during that debate, but it ultimately died in the Senate. So the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board says that it's actually going to remind Congress this year that this could make the G Fund essentially worthless for TSP participants, at least in their opinion it will. And this could actually also impact about 500,000 to 700,000 new members of the military who will automatically get enrolled into the TSP by 2018. This is a mandate that came in the National Defense Authorization Act to automatically enroll new military members to the TSP. So while your everyday civilian federal employees, this could impact them if they participate in the TSP, this will also impact a huge influx of new military members who will soon be required to join the TSP in the next couple of years.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, and often when Congress makes a measure like this, they try to put an estimate on what it will save the government. Is there any estimate coming from this group of Republicans in the House over what they expect this to save over the next however many years, 5, 10 years?
No. In the House resolution that just came out last week, there's no mention of specific numbers. However, when this proposal came up last year, I believe the numbers that were floating around was that it would save about $32 billion over the next 10 years. So I wouldn't imagine that those numbers would change too drastically unless they're considering major changes to how that interest rate is calculated as opposed to what they proposed last year. But otherwise, not too many specifics coming from them.
Nicole, any other updates on the TSP front?
Sure. So the TSP board, like any other agency, has its cybersecurity issues. They had a cyber attack that compromised personal information for roughly 120,000 participants back in 2012. The board has been criticized in the past for being slow to respond to external audits on the board's cybersecurity systems and different network protections that they have in place. But the Office of Enterprise Risk Management at the board has been busy. It's about 3 years old now, and that office is doing a study of similar private sector companies and looking at their best practices on risk management and cybersecurity. So they're looking at the T. Rowe Prices of the world, the Fidelities of the world, companies that do similar things that the Thrift Savings Plan, the board that administers them, similar things that they do. Now, this study should be done by mid-May, so in the next few months. And Jay Ahuja is the chief risk officer at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. He's led the Office of Enterprise Risk Management since its beginning. He says that the office is on schedule, it's maturing on schedule and developing in the right ways. But the big challenge right now is embedding risk and cyber awareness into the board's culture and its decision-making process. He says that they're also working on a training program for the board's employees. Tom, we've heard before that one of the biggest cybersecurity threats are employees that work at the agency itself. So that's a big effort that the board is working on. Now, he says it's going to take at least 3 more years for these kinds of changes to really take place, for the culture to change, for employees to feel as if they're trained in the right way. Greg Long is the board's executive director. He says the agency has had its successes and challenges, and the good thing he sees is that the board is actively adding risk management into its overall strategic plan that it's working on right now. The culture, though, is still the biggest barrier. He says, though, the board is a lot better off than it was before.
And when they talk about risk management and trying to bake it into the culture, the implication, what they're not saying, is that because they have so many possible risks, they can't really prioritize the ones to go after, and that's why they need that risk management approach.
Sure. And at the board meeting the other day, they mentioned, you know, audit after audit that they had been working on or supporting, at least in that space. They do have a lot of balls up in the air that they've been juggling here, particularly when it comes to cybersecurity and risk management. And so getting everyone on board and getting everyone to realize that this is actually a priority that isn't something that they should think about separately, but something they should embed into how they do their everyday jobs, I think is the biggest challenge that the TSB board and really every other agency is working through right now.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
Read Nicole's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.